His name is Arjun Singh. He's a 24-year-old student at the University of Michigan. Arjun Singh has teamed up with former U of M student Michelle Shamuel to release an EP that's called The Drift. Sometimes in life, small things give light, hold you and feed you like a fire. And if that name and voice ring a bell, it should. Michelle Shamuel came in second on season 4 of The Voice. And now comes an EP called The Drift with Arjun Singh as producer. And with virtually no promotion, this EP hit number 2 on the iTunes electronic charts. Arjun Singh, welcome to Stateside. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, you and Michelle have been working on this project since before she really grabbed America's attention on The Voice, yeah?
Yes.
And how'd you connect?
It's really not an impressive story. I was at her friend, his name is Tyler Duncan. I was just working on some music at his house, and I just asked him, like, hey, like, where's this singer? What's up? What's she up to these days? And he was like, you know, she's at home. She's back out in the East Coast. So I was just like, hey, can I get her email? Like, I'd love to talk to her. And that was it. Like, I emailed her. I said, hey, you know, you don't know me, but I was working with Tyler and I asked about you. And that's how I got your email. And I would love to work with you. Here's some music. Check it out. And that same day, she sent me back a song, which is actually on the EP, which is Avalanche. And she actually wrote that whole record, you know, the core idea, like in a matter of a few hours. She recorded it on her computer and sent it right back.
And she's a producer, a composer, and a vocalist. And you're a producer and composer.
Yes.
But you were able to fit all of that together
easily?
Yeah,
it was just kind of a natural fit. But yeah, she wears multiple hats where she can kind of do everything. Me, I just wear one hat. And I just put all my energy into that, which is just being a producer, which is just kind of, you know, your job as a producer in music can be kind of vague.
I'm curious, what do you hope this EP says about you as a producer, and especially a producer who's based in Michigan?
I think that the thing that it says the most is when you listen to it. What's cool about this project is that it's just a different type of music that you haven't really heard come out of Ann Arbor. It's more top 40. It's not very folk-driven. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan of that music as well. It's just a different look for the area. And I think when people listen to it, they can be proud of it because it's something that, you know, usually like big labels would probably put a lot of money into to make it with, you know, writers that are in L.A. or New York. And this is something that was made without a label. It was made purely independently. It was released independently. And, you know, we mixed and mastered it, you know, without any middlemen. And it's if you play it with top 40 music, it's very competitive with that style. So I think that's the best thing about that project.
We're talking with producer Arjun Singh about the new EP called The Drift. And what does it say to all of us about the talent pool in Michigan?
There's a lot of talent here. That's all you have to know. Like, it's just not it kind of gets overseen because there's a lot of hardcore talent. And that talent's a part of this project. Like, again, you know, Tyler Duncan was an engineer on this. A friend of mine, Nick Nagurka, who recently graduated from U of M at their engineering school, he helped me mix one of the tracks. Chris DuPont, who's a local artist, helped with the guitars on one of the songs. It's called Drift. And again, you know, that song Drift features Isaac Castor.
In fact, we should say right now, the title track of The Drift features rapper Isaac Castor of Saline High School. And he's with us here now. How did you cross paths with Arjun to wind up on this EP?
Well, I was originally contacted by a mutual friend named DJ Graffiti, who's one of the like more bigger hip hop DJs in the area, who also is now doing other business ventures. But he sent me this song. It was a sample of White Flag by Dido, and was, hey, this guy Arjun Singh, you've probably never heard of him, but this guy's got mad talent. You really need to check it out. And I was like, all right, because I hear this all the time from people trying to get me in touch with their friends. So I listened to the song, and it blew me away. It was such a good use of the sample. And we ended up, it went on my last album, which came out of September 2012. It's called Young and Restless. It was the last track on the album. And ever since then, we kind of been in touch. And then I want to say August of 2013, he hit me back up and said, hey, I'm working on this EP with Michelle Shamuel. And of course, that jumped right out at me. And I was like, yeah, well, of course I'm interested.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Do you catch my drift? Do you catch
my... You've been on my mind every single second since the day you've been gone. To the rise of the moon from the crack of the dawn. I know neither one of us admitting that we're wrong. Ain't nothing left for me to do but put it in a song now. Nah. Feels like I've been on Castaway stranded. Always wanted back to you, believing empty handed. On a higher plane now, but don't think I can land it. Who'd have ever thought you'd be the one I took for granted?
So you are able, because of technology, to be able to be still in high school and make this all happen, right, in Saline?
That's what's crazy about the internet, is there's so many more resources now that are available to me. Like, if I tried to do this in the 90s or the 80s,
yeah,
or even probably 10 years ago, it would not be as easy. Like, it's just, you know, with all the social media out there, I can reach out to virtually any producer I want to work with, and they might not reach back out to me, but it's pretty crazy in that way.
Kids in his demographic aren't turning on Top 40 radio. They have their iPad or their iPhone, and they just search what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is now, like, you're not – when you develop your tastes, usually what happens is you kind of do it in a form of grouping. You know, mm-hmm. If you've grown up on like adult contemporary, you tend to kind of look at everything from that perspective, from that style of music.
Like a filter.
Right. But now I actually have a belief, and it's a strong one, that I think that kids today have a better taste of music, a more like evolved taste of music, mm-hmm. than people who are older, because they're listening to everything across genres. And it could be folk, it could be country, it could be hip-hop, it could be dance.
And it's not through the decisions of a program director at a radio station,
right,
or an A&R guy from a record label who decides,
right,
to sign. You can just find anything you want.
Exactly.
Plunge through the internet, and
exactly,
there it is. Isaac, do you feel like you are a Michigan rapper? In the sense, when people talk about Eminem, first thing that kind of comes out, no matter where you are in the world, is they know Eminem's
exactly
from Detroit.
And even Eminem relocated when Dr. Dre, you know, told him, you got to fly out to LA to work with me. And that's what's unfortunate, is that we don't have the same crowd or audience, rather, that the two major markets like LA and New York have.
But what about Southeast Michigan?
Southeast Michigan in general, yeah. I think that's my goal, is what he was saying, to stay in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Weather aside, I'd still like to move somewhere else just because I'm sick and tired of this cold. But yeah, if we could stay put right here, and just because, like he was saying, we have so much talent and just the character values that the artists around here possess, like, there are so many shady people in the music industry. Like, you know, I just feel like it's more wholesome around here. And I don't know, that might just be biased because I've lived my entire life in the Midwest, mm-hmm. but I definitely see what he's saying.
It's interesting when you start talking about some of the folks you've worked with. And I happen to know you mentioned Tyler Duncan. And years ago, I encountered him as an Irish piper playing traditional Irish music. Jeremy Kittle has worked with Michelle Shamuel, a Celtic fiddler. But it doesn't matter anymore, does it? We had Asher Perkins on Stateside March of last year. Traditional Irish music and also electronic. So the boundaries and the borders aren't there the way they used to be?
No, I mean, the world is just flat now, you know? Like, a lot of the, as cliche as it sounds, a lot of the red tape is gone. Like, if you're a musician now, this is the best time to be one. Because back in the day, if you wanted to do this, you needed access. You needed access to an expensive room where they had the gear. A regular person, even someone who's like, even like upper class, it's expensive stuff to buy. You know, a couple of these tape machines, a board, you're looking at some serious money. And so now you download some software, or you go to, you know, a guitar center, you get a couple tools. Even, you know, your iPhone, your iPad now they have, you know, like GarageBand apps, and you can start making music. It's actually really democratized now. And at the same time, like, there's also so much information now and so many resources that there's really never been a better time to just follow your passion, because the resources are everywhere, and they're at the touch of a button, you know, and there's no one in your way to stop you from getting at them.
U of M student Arjun Singh is the producer. He has teamed up with former U of M student Michelle Shamuel, releasing an EP called The Drift. And featured on the title track of The Drift was my other guest, rapper Isaac Castor of Saline High School. Pleasure to meet both of you, and good luck with the EP. It's available on
iTunes.
iTunes. Yep. Again, speaking of democratizing music, and there it is. It's available on iTunes. Thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.